Ben, thank you so much for taking some time this morning to talk with the Red River Farm Network. And you guys put out a press release regarding the Organization for Competitive Markets calling on the for the breakup of the big four meat packing companies, which would include Cargill, JBS, National Beef, and Tyson. And so help provide a little bit of background behind this ask.
Well, today, only four companies control over 85% of the beef market. And there's virtually no competition in that market. So due to packer ownership of livestock and other things like formula pricing contracts, there's about, depending on what information you're looking at, you know, between 75 and 80% captive supply. For a little bit of historical context, you know, in 1902, when President Theodore Roosevelt took action against the beef trust, back then there were six companies. They were called the Big Six back then. And six companies then controlled 50% of the market. So there, we're seeing an unprecedented level of concentration in the market today. And what we've seen from the COVID-19 fallout is that our supply chain, our food system, that's such a highly concentrated system, is very vulnerable. And so we've been arguing these things as an organization for over 20 years, you know, with our allied organizations and farmers and ranchers that work with us. But we felt that current events have just kind of pushed the envelope and pushed our country to its limits, and it's time to do something now.
And so on that note, Ben, with this calling for the breakup of the big four meat packers, what sort of action items do you guys have in your playbook, or what are the next steps after this ask?
Sure. Well, we did also publish a blog post about some things that we've been working on. That's available on our website. There's also a petition that folks can sign. And so we're going to build our network of folks that want to work with us on this. There's a couple of ways these things can happen. You know, the president can obviously call for a breakup of these companies through the Attorney General. So the Attorney General could file an injunction, and then there would be a trial. And so the other ways that these things can happen is through congressional action. There's already been some action. Some senators have called for investigations into the possible antitrust behavior. Those investigations are usually done by, you know, the Federal Trade Commission and the Department of Justice. They kind of have oversight over mergers as well, which are how we get to these concentrated points, is through mergers and acquisitions. So we're going to be in touch with those agencies. We're going to monitor what is happening at a congressional level and basically just point people in the right direction, get people the information that they need, and it will probably involve a lot of communications and letter writing and just informing people of where we are on a day-to-day basis as far as the progress that we're making. And we're not alone in this. I want to reinforce that. It's kind of a wave of organizations and national leaders that are calling for this very same type of thing.
Say these major companies that do control 85% of the U.S. beef supply start to dismantle or break up, if you will. What's the plan moving forward for the processing of these meat supplies?
Well, we've argued that the processing industry needs to be decentralized. We definitely feel that more processing facilities in more places that can serve more farmers and ranchers and independent, you know, independent producers and customers in those areas are what's necessary going forward. There is the issue of federal inspection versus state inspection. We believe that there was an act passed in 1962 called the Talmadge-Aiken Act that kind of set a cooperation between state and federal meatpacking plants that allowed for some of these states and some of these plants to operate and allow these smaller plants to serve, you know, as federally inspected processing plants. So there's a lot of things that need to happen, obviously, with processing. But the main thing is, the main principle is decentralizing so that we have a more resilient meat processing industry that can't be taken down by a few plant closures.
So beyond this action item, Ben, the association is also asking for a few other things, including mandatory country of origin labeling and a couple others. Can you walk us through some of the additional asks?
Sure. Well, you mentioned mandatory country of origin labeling. That is definitely a big issue. And again, we're not the only organization calling for that. Country of origin labeling is very important. It's both a public relations marketing tool and a tool of the market. So the way it's currently being used is that imported beef can be labeled as a product of the USA. And so that needs to stop. So country of origin labeling, or COOL doesn't create demand for domestic beef. The demand for domestic beef already exists. That's something we all know. But if it's correctly used, COOL can align that demand with the proper supply, which is beef that's born, raised, and processed in the United States. One of the other things that we have talked about is the enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act. That was passed in 1921. The rulemaking process for that was opened up, and there was a comment period that ended in early March, which we participated in. And that law exists as it was intended to protect producers from unfair practices like collaboration, price fixing, coordination, that further consolidates corporate control and abuses. So we need to enforce the Packers and Stockyards Act. We need to reform the checkoff system. There's been some legislation introduced to reform the commodity checkoff system. That's something that we've been involved with and have called for. And then just stopping mergers. The Food and Agribusiness Merger Moratorium Act was introduced. That would establish a commission to review mergers and concentration. And you know, we believe that we've got to stop this consolidation from happening. Because again, to go back to the historical context, when Theodore Roosevelt brought the lawsuit against the big six meatpacking companies in 1902, their solution was to just form one giant meatpacking company. And so we definitely don't want that to happen, because that would further, you know, compound the problems that we're seeing already today. So those are just a few things that are campaigns that we have been working on as an organization for many years and will continue to work on.
Well, Ben, that's all the questions I had. Anything you'd like to add?
Nope. If folks have, if folks want to learn more, our website is competitivemarkets.com. We've got the blog post about the nine actions we can take to strengthen our agriculture and food system. And we've got a lot of other information on there. And there's also a petition that folks can sign if they want to help us break up the big four meat packers.